In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
DC vs. Marvel crossovers announced. Scooby-Doo comic, Where Are You? Abrams Books unionizes. This is Comic Book Club news for May 28, 2025. The DC vs. Marvel crossover one-shots have been announced. They're probably not what you expected. Batman and Deadpool. Per EW, the first one-shot will come from Marvel, written by Zeb Wells, with art by Greg Capullo. The second, from DC, is a bit of a doozy. Grant Morrison writing, with art by Dan Mora. While story details on both one-shots are scant at the moment, to throw it out there, maybe they fight and then team up? I don't know. We do know that the main stories in Batman Deadpool and Deadpool Batman aren't all the publishers have on offer. Each issue will also include more crossover stories from TBD creative teams. And not only that, additional crossover one-shots will be coming in 2026. Can a new amalgam universe be far behind? The Marvel one-shot will hit on September 17, DC's in November. Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Isn't just the name of a long-running comic from DC Comics, it's also a valid question about the status of said comic. As Comic Book Club News was alerted over email by a fan of the book, the all-ages comic has been absent from stands since February's issue 132. And while the title is only sporadically released, there have been no mentions of the book in DC solicits all the way through August. Similarly, missing in action, Looney Tunes, which last published issue 281 back in November of 2024. While a Reddit thread from a few days ago announced that Scooby-Doo had been cancelled, there's been no official word from DC about the titles one way or another. And though Warner Brothers Discovery is DC's parent company, they've recently been fleshing out their cartoon adaptation line at Dynamite, not DC. So if Scooby-Doo and Looney Tunes are in fact no longer in production at DC, will they move to Dynamite? We've reached out to DC for comment, but did not hear back as of recording time. Abrams Books is the latest comic book company to unionize. Per the beat, Abrams voted to join UAW Local 2110 during a mail-in election that took place until May 21st. The union will include Abrams staff, including editors, designers, and more, all in the publisher's Manhattan office. Of note, this does not include freelancers like writers and artists. Abrams is just the latest comic book publisher to unionize. Previously, Image Comics staffers formed a union back in 2022, and in 2023, HarperCollins unionized as well. Will other publishers join their ranks, offering protections and a voice during negotiations? And could a comic book freelancers union ever happen, or is that just a pipe dream? One can only hope. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And fingers crossed those Marvel DC crossovers bring back Access, everyone's favorite character from the Amalgam era. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.